Did the jurors ever speak out? Did they ever say, we believe he is the man, but we couldn't satisfy that doubt?
No, not me. I don't remember seeing any public remark. There might have been. I do know this, that the coincidence of things, my wife is a partner of mine in this building with that law firm, came to me. He said, buddy, I need your help. I said, what kind of help you need? And this is when I'm in private practice. Well, he said, I've got this, you might say, just a technicality of having to go through a quick procedure just to get the judge to sign an order after asking some questions of a witness. He said, I can't be there. I've got to be out of town in this other case. He said, do you mind taking care of that for me like next Wednesday? And I said, where is it? He said, over in the county courthouse. It'll be judged on. So I said, sure, I'll do it. He said, okay, now this guy will come up here. I'll tell him to meet you here at the office. He said, but you may not want to do it. I said, why would I not want to do it? He said he was the foreman of the jury in Jean Leroy Hart. And I said, that's all right, Skip. I'll do it. Later, that guy, they said he was out there, and I will send him around. He came around, and he threw his hat into my office. He started to say something. Nah, let's not talk about it. So we didn't.
Weren't you curious to kind of ask him questions and what was going on in the jury deliberation?
Well, it's sort of like the juror down there in Shawnee with Albert MacDonald. In that instance, I asked that question, are you afraid or something like that? And I looked back on it in my mind, and I'm sure I was probably pretty aggressive in the way I asked that question. I wasn't very happy, and I didn't want to get into that. I thought, guys, I shouldn't have to make him stand up and defend how he voted in the jury. But yeah, I was curious, very curious. I had my own theory about all that, and it has to do with, in part with that several hundred year sentencing. If people are the least bit like this is close, he's going to die in the penitentiary. Man can't live 300 years. They don't understand that 300 years is not 300 years. Could be as quick as a parole board would want to recommend somebody get out and the governor sign on him.
Garvin Isaacs would know what he's going to do. He knew he was going to be held in contempt of court by doing that, and he did it to save his client.
Oh, I can't say it. I don't know what was in Garvin's mind. He's the fine lawyer. I think later I represented the state of Oklahoma in a prosecution of a judge that he represented before the court on the judiciary. No, I don't know what was in his mind. It's possible just the pressure of a trial and things happening, you forget some of these things. There's a lot of things that happen around you.
You don't know if it was premeditated.
I'm not, no, I'm
just
not,
at the last minute or what have you.
Right, no,
said,
I right? do not, and I'm not going
but
to.
But it had to be shocking and devastating to you, and you've gone over that hundreds of times.
Oh, yes.
As to what could I have done differently or how the jury could not understand that this tied Jean Leroy Hart.
Well, you know, of those many, many cases I tried, those kind of cases do make you wonder that. But at the same time, if you don't believe in what you're doing, somebody said, well, you're strictly supposed to be neutral. Well, if I'm neutral, why did I file the case or why was I pursuing it? So I start off that in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, here's the evidence. Boom, boom, I think that's sufficient. If I didn't believe that, I can't convince anybody else to that. So if every time something did not go the way I thought it should go, and there were other times, this is hurting me bad. I say hurting me in the sense that what I said to you earlier, the humanistic aspect of it, seeing those little girls, seeing their parents, the grandmas.
We might point out here that Sherry Farmer, the mother of Lori, formed the first Oklahoma chapter of Parents of Murdered Children, and that Richard Gousset, father of Michelle Gousset, also helped found the chapter and was the first chairman of the Oklahoma Victims Compensation Board.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I spoke to that group early on, and I don't know whether I was the first person to speak to them at a meeting, but Sherry Farmer had invited me to do so.
Here we are in 2011, and that happened in 1977, and most people didn't even have a final conclusion on that, but in their minds and everybody else's, they knew.